starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it is day 65 on our journey towards financial freedom. A few words on the markets, which have been up and down lately, as you know. To summarize, my investments have not been picking up much to recover from a 12% drop in gains since the beginning of the month. All of this does not matter, as you know. What matters is that you do not lose money on your initial investment. So far, I'm still ahead by about 10%. So a 6 or 7% gain by the end of the year is perfectly acceptable. Just ensure you keep increasing your account value through your consistent monthly investments. Make sure you achieve your savings goal every month for that exact purpose. As far as I am concerned, not reaching my next financial milestone is not an option. I am laser focused. It will be reached, and it will be history at the same time, as I will be focusing on the next one, and I will feel fantastic about it. Today, I will post multiple articles on my website, thenewinvestorpod.com, and ensure the most researched words on the net within my topics I found in each of these articles. I would like to increase my chances that my website be found on Google or search engines, otherwise a strategy called SEO, redirect traffic, an attempt to increase the audience for the podcast. I am, however, humbled that the number of subscribers is increasing and that I can be a tiny part of your mornings or evenings. Thank you very much. I have been focusing on finding ways to increase podcast audience and website traffic for the last days, and I must say that there is again an abundance of content to teach you how to do that. As I do not sell any product or service, I realize that while extremely undervalued and extremely powerful, LinkedIn advertising started to actually costing me quite a bit of money for no possible conversion to get back that money. So I have paused them indefinitely. However, I have placed a bet on another ads provider, which I pay less than $40 a month. And while website traffic is cut by half on daily basis, it will run for a full month every single day at a fraction of the price. So I believe that once you cut down your expectations of believing that everything you do must go viral or else is not worth it, and be happy with 15 people visiting your website with a low bounce rate, see this as a victory. And again, all of this will compound over time, just like your investments. So I have secured the advertising at a low cost with a good enough reach for me on 5 days ago, and the website has been visited 114 times with a bounce rate of 60%, means just a click, not visiting, etc. So if I can convert as low as 5% to keep listening to my podcast, I will consider this as a tremendous progress. This is exactly how you should look at your investments or your savings. A succession of small victories will lead you to reach ambitious goals, but for this to occur, you need to recognize them. Believe that saving an additional dollar a day is a victory. Save $1 a day for 30 days, you save $30 per month or $360 per year. With $360 per year, you can purchase 13 shares of Bank of America, which will generate a dividend of $8 per year. Shall I continue? Okay, a coffee serving is 0.36 ounces or 10 grams. A jar of instant coffee is 50 grams, will cost you approximately $8. That $1 saving a day will therefore cover your reasonable daily coffee consumption for almost 2 months. Try and apply the same reasoning to all your current expenses and see where are the low-hanging fruits that you can tackle right away and those you can achieve in a short, medium, or long term. Others will classify you as stingy. I would classify you as a smart, forward-looking investor well on his way to financial freedom. I like that one a little bit better. Most of the actions we take are predicated on how others may perceive us or judge us as a result. Allow me to remind you that we're talking about your financial future, ultimately your survival, your happiness, your security, and your freedom. That should be enough for you to reply, "I don't care what you think." Have a fantastic day ahead.